The following is a production of cprundown.com. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of this podcast are those of the individual and not of any affiliated companies. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rundown on Fun, a weekly podcast covering the Cedar Fair Entertainment Company, the amusement industry, and the business of fun. Here are your hosts, Karsten Anderson, Evan Schultz, and Kyle Hu.
And guess what? Hey, we're back. Unfortunately, I'm not Kyle. It's Kyle's birthday today, so if anybody is around Kyle, make sure that you do wish him a very happy birthday, because today is his birthday. So he's got the night off, as I guess we'll call it. So I'm here with Evan here. We're going to talk just a little bit about the things that are upcoming here. Real quickly, this is going to probably be a very short episode because we're actually planning on, fingers crossed, hopefully we'll be able to make it work. I know Evan is in the process of in a move and everything, but our goal is to get two podcasts out this week, one before and one after. And the reason is because we got invited by the park, by Cedar Point and Tony Clark, as media to attend Top Thrill 2's media day. So
yes, we did.
We will be there bright and early, very, very bright and early on Thursday morning.
I wouldn't even say bright. It's early enough that it is quite literally still dark out.
I was going to say that the moon's going to be out. So
dark and early. Dark and early.
It's going to be very, I was looking at the weather forecast and it looks like it's going to be around 38 degrees currently when we're there at 5.
So we're going to find out what Top Thrill 2's minimum operating temperature is.
Right. They'll be like, well, so, yeah,
it's we're media day, but it won't open till 10 a.m. because
you know
it's
what,
too
though,
cold.
I was kind of thinking, I'm like, you know what, since, you know, it's going to be running and things like that, either one, it's going to run like a champ, or number two, they're going to have space heaters underneath to keep the wheels and everything kind of trying to keep it all warm and everything. So
for media day, they're going to go, they got to look good.
I know, right? I was like, I'm not going to lie. I was looking at the Friday forecast and I was like, oh, wow. It's going to be like 75 and sunny. Hey,
don't say that too loud because I don't have Friday off. I got Thursday off. I'm not getting Friday off.
Right. So, yeah. So we're just going to jump right in to some of these news stories. And I know Evan and I were able to go down to Kings Island.
Yes, we were
last weekend for their opening weekend, and we were going to share some of our thoughts on how that went. And, you know, we got some of those trading cards, which I know that we were trying to get and stuff, which we had no idea that those trading cards were actually going to be sold in the stores, which were really cool. And we actually got lucky. So sounds like Evan and I need to play the lottery. But anyway, Evan, I know that last week we didn't record. And today, currently, the day that we're recording is Top Thrill Tuesday, is what the park likes to call it. And so I know that we didn't record last week, and Tony and
there was a Top Thrill Tuesday last week.
So they actually recorded a video last week. You want to talk a little bit about what we got to see in that that awesome video?
Yeah. So, you know, last week's Top Thrill Tuesday wasn't maybe the most crazy informative. That's why we didn't really feel the need to record last week. But basically last week's episode was that, you know, ride testing is still continuing with all three trains. I believe they made note of that. And that the Midway's coming together really nicely. They have the signs kind of welcoming you to the Top Thrill 2 Midway down by Magnum and down by Power Tower. Those are installed. They look awesome.
Look really, really good.
Very, very sharp. And then the entry portal, that is kind of where the old Top Thrill Dragster sign was.
Oh, gosh. It's
an arch over the Midway with they look like video screens, but I don't think they are on either side.
I saw those in the
renderings. Are they video screens?
I saw those in the renderings and I was like, I wonder if those are video screens that they just put like images on, but I don't think they're video screens. I think they're just actually like the images.
I think they're just really high resolution, like bright images. Anyway, so those are on either side of the entry portal and they show like racing characters, I guess. So yeah, they have those on either side of the entry portal. Just like the concept art that we've seen a million times showed. It looks super good, super just bright and lively, and honestly better than the original Midway ever looked, I think. At least more lively to me.
Yeah.
So that's, oh, and the just that work is continuing on, and on what was the Speed Zone gift shop and now is the CP Racing store. I believe that's the name of it. This work is continuing on that. The quick little shot of it that they showed, paint just looks like some paint so far. So we didn't really get a close look at that, but yeah, so that's, it's just, it's moving right along.
And so. I know we talked about this, but I'm super excited to find out, you know, if what's coming back from the previous ride, like, you know, is Ready to Go coming back or
launch lights
coming back? Like,
please.
Right.
We're pretty sure the launch Christmas tree down next to the launch track is coming back, because you saw that from Valraven, you saw at least the beginnings of it.
Yes.
So we're not sure what that's going to look like, but there is some sort of Christmas tree there.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good.
I don't know. I'm hey, super stoked. And
as
super
we're excited. Recording, as we're recording 36 hours from now, these questions will be answered.
At Media Day. Don't
and actually, like, and actually, it's more about 32 hours from now, because the ride opens at 5 a.m.
Right. Yeah, April 24th is marks 10 days until Cedar Point opens for the 2024 season. I can't wait, Evan. Like, it's literally
can't wait.
You can count it on your hands. Like, literally. Like,
we're there. The finish
line. Our backyard's about to open, man.
Yeah.
Weather's getting nice.
We already had our little taste with the Clips Day, and we'll get even the biggest taste in a couple of days here. But, you know,
sure.
Top Thrill 2 aside, it's going to be so nice to be able to ride everything again and eat everything and see everything and just be home. Because I kind of felt like that at Kings Island this weekend, too, you know?
Yeah. It's like a little mini home. You know, yeah, for sure. It's definitely going to be nice. Definitely going to be back. So, speaking of that, really quick, I know that we didn't talk about this, Evan, but I was going to say, if you have a season pass or anything like that, make sure you go on to Cedar Point's website, click on events, and if you want to check out Top Thrill 2 before the actual opening day, check it out. So register your pass. It has to be a Cedar Point specific pass. It has to be your home park at Cedar Point. But it looks like there's still time to sign up, because every day I keep checking just to see. And also, another note is Tony did drop a little nugget on his Twitter account that he said Coastermania information will be coming very, very soon. Tickets and itinerary and the whole nine yards. Because, I mean, It's coming by real quick, you know. By the time, you know, May opens up, and
yeah, so obviously some smaller fun announcements coming from the park here soon with Coaster May and all that good stuff. There was an announcement yesterday made by Tony. It was not a Top Thrill Tuesday announcement. it was a nice heads up from the park before you head to the park for the season about everything you need to know about riding Top Thrill 2 this year, and not from a ride experience standpoint, about actually getting in line for it and successfully waiting in line for it, if that's the way to put it. So basically, it's going to be a similar loose article policy to Steel Vengeance, as far as when you are on the ride, you have no phones, you have no wallets, you have no keys, you have nothing on you. Regardless of if you have a zipper pocket, anything, fanny packs, bags, all that, not allowed in the line. The big kind of new one that I think a lot of people need to be aware of, because it's not something we've seen before, but I get it, is no loose fitting shoes. So that means no flip flops, no sandals without a back strap, no slides, none of that. If you have those on, you just cannot ride, period. You can't wait in line barefoot. You have to wear tennis shoes or boots or closed back strap shoes. I'm not sure, you know, there's going to be questions about, well, does this count? I don't know. They didn't go into super specific detail. You're going to have to just go to the park and try out. Like, if you want to wear Crocs, you're going to have to give it a shot and have shoes on standby in the car if the answer is no. So yeah, that's the big kind of new one. Like, on, obviously on Raptor and Rougarou and Balraven, you're not allowed to wear shoes, but they have loose article bins. Top Thrill 2 will not have loose article bins because you do not get off of the ride in the same location that you got on the ride, similar to Millennium Force or the original Top Thrill Dragster, for that matter. Along with no loose articles in line, is everything has to go into a locker. It's not like Steel Vengeance where there's going to be lockers in the middle of the line. So those original lockers that were outside of Top Thrill Drag entrance, those are still there. They might have added more. They might have added new ones, but there are still lockers in that location. And everything you have will have to go in those lockers for a small fee of $1 an hour with a minimum of two hours.
Who knows? I mean, we honestly.
Yeah, they may change that up, but that's,
who knows? It could be 50 cents. They could be like, oh, wow, yeah. You know, and
that's what it has been. So that's what the rule has been across the park about lockers is it's $1 an hour, but you have to rent it for 2 hours minimum. So that's the situation with Top Thrill 2. You have to be 52 inches tall in order to ride. Glasses are allowed, provided that they have a secure strap on them. But other than that, it is you and your clothes and your glasses if they have a strap and your tennis shoes. And that is it. Nothing in line. So just be aware of that when you head to the park this season.
Yeah, I think it's almost like, you know, when the park first first opened, but like actually, you know, back in the 90s when people didn't have cell phones and you had to communicate with people and stuff. So, you know, I actually see this to each other face to face. I kind of see this as kind of a cool thing. Like you all are going to go, you know, and ride Top Thrill 2 and you guys are all in the same line and stuff. So, you know what? Make some friends. Who knows, mate? We don't know what kind of entertainment or what kind of stuff they're going to have inside the line. They haven't said anything. I mean, there might not be anything.
We know there's going to be fun TVs.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, and you know, it's not going to be like, obviously, yes, the ride's going to have hiccups in the very beginning. Every ride has that. But it's not going to be like, you know, the original ride where it's like, oh, hey, it broke down and you're just
an
like
hour wait will turn into 4 hours real quick with the original.
Exactly.
But that's going to change now. If it's a 2 hour wait, you're going to wait 2 hours. It's not going to break down as often.
Yeah.
It will in opening weekend. Do not expect perfect operations when it opens. But, you know, I do want to say that there's a very good reason the park is doing this. And that is, there's a couple of good reasons. One, when you're rocking back and forth at 100 and 120 miles an hour, your loose fitting shoes are going to fall off.
Yeah.
Shorter people that still meet the height requirement, your feet are going to dangle. So if you have flip-flops on, they ain't making it. And the launch track is right next to the path. So you can't have flip-flops going everywhere. And, you know, from just the rest of the loose article standpoint, that speeds up operations so much, not having people fiddling around with their phones. I mean, Steel Vengeance, for a ride that theoretically doesn't really have the best capacity, you know, the trains are only 24 people. They're not like a 36 like on Millennium or you know, the bigger B&Ms and whatnot. Steel Vengeance just cranks through their line because there's no loose articles. People get on the train and they leave. If you've been to Universal Orlando, same thing with Velocicoaster, with Hagrid, with Hulk. It does help operations. So, you know, which would you rather do? Stand in a 2.5 hour line, but thank God you have your phone, or wait in an hour and a half line and get on an hour's worth more of other rides, which, as we know, at the end of the night, an hour can get on. Let's say you get off a Top Thrill 2 an hour before park close. You could get on Magnum, Gemini, Maverick, and probably Steel Vengeance in that time. You know, that difference in the wait time because people aren't messing around with their loose articles. You're gaining so much more time back. So I know it seems like a lot, but there's a good reason the park's doing it. Follow the rules. don't give the ride offs hassle because they did not make the rules. They are just the ones that have to enforce it. So please be kind to the ride ops, like Kyle says all the time. Or because those poor people at the entrance are going to have a heck of a time this year.
Right.
So just be nice. Follow the rules. Keep your complaining to a minimum. And there's nothing saying this is permanent. Next year, we might see the free lockers into the middle of the line.
Right.
So just let's just get through this year and enjoy having this ride back.
Yeah. No, I'm curious to see, like, because they, you know, in that article, they said that, you know, after initial testing, they had to revisit the articles that they were going to possibly post and stuff. And I'm curious to see if it was more.
Maybe the ride's a little more intense than they thought.
Right. There might be more airtime that they weren't more than they were anticipating. So
we saw it ourselves. It hauls over that top hat.
Really does.
So.
it really does. So it'll be interesting to see
everything. I think there'll be more clarity on how this is all going to work after media day, and certainly after our visit on Sunday for preview day.
Yes.
You know, Carson, I know you're going to the charity event, and then both of us will be at the Prestige Passholder event. So there'll be definitely a lot more clarity after that, especially with general public in attendance, to see how this is all really going to work.
And that's why you should clue into the next podcast that we record hopefully on Friday, because, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, how the ride was. Obviously, if you want to see how the ride was, we're going to have obviously updates on our Facebook page and all our social media pages
starting at like 4:30 in the morning.
So you definitely don't want to miss anything. But, you know, if you want to listen to more in depth and get our feedback and things like that.
Yeah.
We've
talked about, and I think it would be cool if, you know, at some point in that morning on Thursday, if we do like kind of a mini podcast standing next to the ride and just, you know, 10-15 minutes of us just talking about the ride, the area, and what you guys need to know about everything. Of course, we're going to be all giddy and excited, but we'll also cover, you know, what the setup is and how you're going to make life easier for yourself and what to expect.
I think podcast wise is, you know, we're shooting for that Friday ish.
That's probably Friday it'll be posted, but we'll probably record it at the park.
Yes. And then we'll probably, you know, we'll obviously do, you know, the preview stuff and everything. And then probably normally during the week and everything before
opening. And Kyle's got plenty of stuff to talk about with his little trip that he went on. So
right. We will actually have an episode and possibly live before opening day. And you know, just to add, you guys could ask questions and we can try to give you as many answers that we found out. So,
yes,
absolutely. But anyway, yes. Anyways, we want to talk about our awesome trip that we got to do this past weekend to Kings Island.
I was going to say, speaking of riding rides and going on a trip. Yeah. So it's Kings Island opening weekend. It was last weekend. And it, you know, I mentioned just being home, quote unquote, and boy, it really felt like that at Kings Island. It was such a wonderful weather weekend. It was, you know, nice spring days with Passholder preview night and opening day. The park was packed, but it was, you know, for an opening day, good God. Like, Kings Island, don't expect what Kings Island pulls off on opening weekend from every park in the world, because somehow they pull magic out of their butts and everything's running. Everything's running three trains. All the food places are open. All the food places are running efficiently. I mean, we waited out the door for Brew House. And I think from the time we got in line to the time we ordered, sat down, got our food, it was like 20 minutes.
They were in mid-season form, I'll tell you.
And the rides were running spectacularly, except Adventure Express, because I got stuck in a wheel seat. Don't want to talk about it. My back still hurts. Park looks great. You know, the new Camp Snoopy isn't quite ready yet, but got to get kind of really close to Snoopy's Soapbox Racers, and it looks great. It looks taller than I really thought it was, even though I've ridden a clone of that ride overseas. Gets really close to the midway. The first turnout at the station, it's like, whoa. So that's really cool. Orion's great. Beast is great. Racer's running great. Mystic, Diamondback, everything's running great. The food was great. I have no complaints. And we got all the trading cards.
Right. That was by luck of the draw. Like I said, we you know, luckily they sold them in the gift shops because, you know, we only got like one pack. No, we got two packs. And then they were like, oh, hey, by the way, they're for sale in the gift shop for like $7. We're like,
no, we got three packs. We got really lucky because Banshee and Invertigo were both broke to start the day.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, yes.
I think this story is worth telling and we'll wrap it up.
Yep.
So we decided that we were going to start with Diamondback to get their trading card pack. And Banshee was not open yet, even though Banshee was supposed to be an early ride time ride. So we get off Diamondback. We see Banshee's now operating. We jet over there, but we didn't run. We got over there and we were pretty, you know, we were within the first 750 people. The line hadn't gotten built up yet. So we got the Banshee trading card. Invertigo was like broke. So they were just handing out the trading cards before the ride entrance. So we got those. And then we're leaving the park and we see that they have trading cards on sale. First pack I pick up, I open it and lo and behold, there's the Beast trading cards that I needed. So
What was her name? Give her a shout out. Oh man. Wasn't it like Carrie, I think, or something?
I don't know. King's Island people, if you're...
Yeah, we'll say it was Carrie, but you know,
very nice older woman. If Kings Island people listening, if you know who was working the gift shop, I don't even know what the name of it is. It's attached to like the men's bathroom by La Rosa's. It's to the right when you enter the park. What's the name of it? It's the new Squishmallow store.
Yeah, it's can't remember her name, store. But shout out to her because she was like, she was all about it, giving us good luck, like, yeah, you know, doing certain, if, like.
If you know who was working there at 9:15 on Saturday night, please give her a high five for us or whatever.
Yeah. She was awesome. Shout out to her. She was so awesome.
Yeah, she was super into it. But yeah, rides
were great. You want to give a little detail about the trading cards? Like, you know, what they were.
So yeah, each ride had the first 9 trading cards were all the same for each ride, for each pack that you got. And then, so we'll just say Invertigo, because that's the one I remember. So that you had the first 9 that were all the same, and then you had, I think it was 9, and then you had 2 extras that were like nicer trading cards. And like
the almost like a chase.
Yeah, they were
the chase cards.
They were very, very pretty.
If anyone's ever opened up like a pack of what are the upper deck cards or whatever,
yeah,
and it always guarantees you at least like one like really cool ultra rare or something nice card. It was kind of like something like that.
So, you know, if you went to Invertigo and got a pack there, you were guaranteed a nice Invertigo card. And then there was also another card with each of the rides. And at Invertigo, I keep going to that because that's the one I remember. You also got a Vortex card.
Yeah.
At Beast, you got the Beast card and like just kind of like a Taft Broadcasting announcement of King's Island. You know, it just kind of showed like the original, like King's Island's coming. Mm-hmm. Diamondback, I think, or Banshee was with King Cobra. I forget what Diamondback was with. Maybe the Safari.
No, that was the first one. That was Diamondback.
That's what I said. Diamondback was with Banshee.
Sorry.
That is. And then Safari. Banshee was with King Cobra.
Yes. And then if we're wrong, whatever.
Whatever. So yeah, they were super nice. It was a nice little fun touch on opening day. And you know, they kind of insinuate on the card packages. It says Series 1, so that insinuates there's more coming. And it's really cool and kind of the King's Island version of our button trading up here.
Yeah, no, I saw a lot of people trading cards and I see a lot of people wanting to trade cards online and stuff and everything. Yeah. And so it's really cool to see, you know. I don't know. I kind of like the trading cards more than the buttons, but no one come at me and throw things at me. But yeah,
I will disagree only because the buttons are a lot easier to display because they're smaller.
Fair, but
there's a heck of a lot less cards. So,
but you can just get one of those giant trading card books, you know, and just start packing them in.
I have one from when I was like 8 with,
and then when we're like 60 years old, we'll be like, do you remember the Kings Island trading cards?
Hey, like, I never got a Diamondback.
And they'd be like, check this out. And they're like, whoa, you know, so.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So yeah.
Can I just tell you before we close out? Let me just say that I'm super crazy looking forward to Top Throw 2's Media Day this coming Thursday. I can't wait to see what the final touches look like on the Midway. I cannot wait to see, obviously what the ride feels and what everything is all about and everything. Like, we've been waiting for so long. We've seen this ride, sit for like almost 2 years. And it's really exciting to see the final, quote unquote, the finish line, the checkered flag at the very end. I'm so pumped to check that out and everything. So definitely look forward to all of our coverage on our website. So, I'm sorry, on our Facebook page and website too. We'll see if we'll post that. We'll probably go live and things like that. Evan, do you have anything that you want to add?
Real quick, I wanted to mention that, spoiler alert, for those of you who haven't received your mystery t-shirt from the park yet, a couple months ago they put on sale Top Thrill 2 mystery t-shirt, and it was like $30, and you got a t-shirt that they didn't reveal the design of at the time, and a sticker that matched it. So I bought it, and finally it came. So I opened it, and it's actually a really nice shirt, and I'm going to describe it. So spoiler alert, if you haven't gotten it yet and you don't want to be spoiled. So it's a black t-shirt, and it's got the very top. It has the CP Racing logo, of course, but then it has the Cedar Point skyline inside the shape of the state of Ohio, a checkered flag background, and is it a Formula One car or like an Indy car?
It looks like I couldn't tell you. I mean, those cars look very identical to me when I look at those.
So they have that like kind of in the foreground, and it's the same colors as the blue train of Top Thrill 2. And then there's the Top Thrill 2 logo, and it says Sierra Point, Sandusky, Ohio. It's really nice. It's a really nice shirt, and I'm glad that they.
I normally don't buy mystery shirts, and I was very nervous about this because normally I'm like, but I'm okay, that's cool. I'll actually rock that at the point. And
I have cats
and limited.
I have cats, I don't exactly love that it's a black t-shirt, but I knew that going into it. So it is what it is. That was a nice little touch. So if you haven't opened yours yet and you haven't gotten it, but you were excited to hear what it's about, look forward to it because it's really nice. It's really, really nice.
I agree.
So, and then, I'm just super excited for Media Day here in like 30 hours. But who's counting? We also have to get up at like 3:30 in the morning, but it's okay.
Yeah, all for you guys. No, and also for us too, because we have a passion as well. So we definitely appreciate the invite from the park, and can't wait to display everything. You know,
yes. And then we'll definitely have a very giddy little excited little podcast to share with you. We'll record it Thursday at the park, but it'll get posted on Friday. There'll be so much coverage, and Carson will be posting from the CP Rundown account. I'll be posting from the CP Rundown account. Pictures galore. We'll keep you busy at work while you scroll through the CP Rundown Facebook page.
For sure. And I definitely make sure you stay tuned to our next episode, because like Evan said, we're going to be on the Midway live talking. Not really live, but pre-recorded. Our initial thoughts of what.
Yeah.
Opto 2 is going to be so
and maybe not during the episode, but we will probably talk to Tony, to Zamperla, to Adam Sandy, to Kerry Boldman, the GM, and just like I said, maybe not like live, but we'll talk to them and write down their answers like a reporter and share some fun stuff with you. So if there's any questions you want us to ask anybody about Top Thrill 2, not about like why they painted Ruguru the color it is, ask questions about Top Thrill 2, and we'll do our best to get the answers from the proper people, whether it's Imperla or Cedar Point or whoever.
All right, Evan, you want to close this out, or close this and then I'll close this out?
Yeah. So as always, thank you for listening. Super excited again. Nice little, I think it's worth reminding again, be kind to your ride operators, and we'll see you on the Midway.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. And make sure that you follow us and rate our podcast, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Make sure you wish Kyle a happy birthday. Take it away, Justin.
Thank you for listening to the Rundown on Fun. Be sure to follow us on social media to stay up to date on all things Cedar Fair. As always, be kind to your ride operators, and we will see you on the Midway. Good night.